Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 884, Quiet on Set, recorded live on July 18th, 2024. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I'm your other co-host, Godzilla T.
And we've got a little bit of news to talk about and a topic that we dropped in our Discord. If you're not already in there, podtacular.com/discord. This has been some conversation been going on for a little while in the community, based on some all but confirmed rumors at this point of Halo, at least Combat Evolved, if not the entire first original trilogy being remade by 343 as kind of the next game that we'll see for Halo. We did post a question or two in the Discord, so we've got some community comments to read, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But first off, not really much of a recap this week because there was no Fracken Friday last week.
No, there wasn't.
Both of us were busy.
But I did have a good visit with my friends. Thank you, everybody, for understanding. Like I said, you know, like I told everybody last week, I had seen this particular friend for 25 years to the point I'd never met her husband and I'd never met her son that's about to turn 21. So it was a good time. We had a lot of fun.
Very good.
I was going to grill out Monday night, but the heat index was 110. So I didn't really feel like doing that.
We probably got your heat Monday and Tuesday because it was bad Monday and Tuesday for us here. Almost hit 100. We didn't quite cross over the threshold, although the whole it feels like outside definitely was in the hundreds. But I think we got to like 98 or 99 on one of those
days. I don't think officially we made the triple digits, but we made it to like 99. So close enough.
So close. Yeah, it was.
I know a heat I had three air conditioners running to keep the house cool.
Yeah, I don't have air conditioning down in my basement, but with the new windows that we had installed last year, it has stayed significantly cooler this year than it has in previous years.
Yeah,
I do have the door going upstairs open. That way, I get some of the air conditioning down here. And when we redid our windows on the main floor, our whole air conditioning is out of whack. We only have one unit for our entire house. There's no vents down here in the basement, so it's technically not included, but trying to balance out the temperature upstairs and downstairs with off one unit is nearly impossible. Have to set it at like 71.
Ducks into the basement.
I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about like at night, we try to keep it 73 or so in the nursery for Liam.
Yeah.
And at there's a certain point where it'll equalize, but it'll be like 75 upstairs and it'll say it's 68 downstairs. And it's like, what the heck? And even with how much we've tried to open and close vents, we still haven't been able to find an equilibrium. I'm almost tempted to drop a grand for some of those smart vents because I've been building out my smart home stuff a little bit more and more, but it's like, I don't think I can really justify that much just for vents, but yeah. I just realized we're using a Microsoft tool to do this podcast and Microsoft services are having issues. I think since we're in a call already, we're fine, but if for some reason something happens...
Tune into the downloaded version.
There you go. And if for anyone that sees that I'm tired and struggling to keep my eyes open, it's because I had to wake up early this morning to take care of our little one because our church's vacation Bible school was over the last 3 days and my wife didn't get home till midnight. So my responsibility to take care of the baby and I have to do that before starting work. So I'm a little tired tonight. But we're here. Try to get through it as best we can. Fun little fact. The sentry defense got extended a week, So we have a possibility of playing that in Fragment Friday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've gotten on to try that game mode, but in case you haven't.
I've watched it. I've watched a few videos of it. I'm intrigued. I have not yet played it.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts and what you think about the mode. We can talk a little bit about that next podcast, hopefully.
We'll see.
Okay. Pins said, I guess for the folks that decided to get on and play, they did play some of it. I personally enjoyed it, but I want to save my discussion for when GT has had a chance to play it. I have some opinions, and I do not want to jade his experience at all before he gets a chance to play it. So we'll leave it at that. All right, let's move on to the news. And we'll touch on a couple of things. Not a lot has happened over the last week, but there has been something significant that actually just dropped within the last hour. So For those that are playing along at home with the bingo card, feel free to mark that box of significant Halo news comes out an hour before the show. Paramount Plus has canceled the TV series. Not completely surprised there. It's kind of unfortunate that it has come to this. They didn't say why specifically in the article they had stopped, and it looks like the Halo TV series itself isn't necessarily done, although it is for now. It's just Paramount is not renewing the season, so the showrunners, aka 343, and I don't know if how much Kiki's still involved since leaving the studio with the TV show, but it's up to someone else to pick up the show if it will go on. So, yeah. I'm not entirely surprised. I mean, it sucks as a Halo fan because I really wanted to see something like this succeed, especially after seeing some of the other video game adaptations into TV and film be super successful, which apparently the Borderlands film, I guess, is not very good. I'm curious to see that in a few weeks, but early reviews, it sounds like the Borderlands film isn't that great either. But I think at this point, if we really bring a Halo TV show back, I would like to see some kind of other storyline within the Halo universe get told, and then maybe towards the end, bring in the Master Chief, and it's like, oh, like it's kind of a mystery of where this storyline really fits within the Halo universe, and then when Master Chief comes in, it kind of ties that in to the Halo universe.
It doesn't matter what story they tell.
I'm not worried about what other people think. I'm just...
Well, that has a big effect on whether a company will continue to produce the show. When you get tons of negative feedback on social media about how it's not what people want, why continue it? I'm not saying that's the only reason, but I guarantee it weighed into the decision.
Vocal minority aside, I mean,
the biggest reason is money.
Yeah, and...
Because the show didn't perform as well as they thought it would.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking is the main culprit is... The second season just didn't perform as well. I mean,
well, it didn't perform as well because of the social media jerks that badmouthed the show, so nobody wanted to watch it.
I'm not
saying that they didn't have some legitimate beefs, but when you start hammering on the story like they did, which was the story the greatest the first season, not really, but it was actually starting to get some traction. I really enjoyed season two from a story perspective.
Season one was Paramount's most streamed series at the time. So it's not like...
But with all the reviews and all the comments and everything made on the first season, nobody watched the second season. Fewer people watched the second season.
I mean, critics definitely have a play in it.
For sure. The second season underperformed, which means less money in Paramount's pocket. Which means they canceled the show.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
No, I know. I was just trying to kind of highlight the more just what we could see for future possibility. I don't know if they would want to continue the storyline. I guess they would try to see if anyone else would pick it up. But at this point, I think it's kind of cut your losses. And
I hope somebody else does pick it up and they continue the story, but with the community that is now surrounding Halo, even if it goes to another network. I don't see it surviving.
I don't see the current story surviving at all.
I don't see any story surviving. Because if it's not a Halo book, a Halo game, you know, something that's already been told, they're going to bitch about it.
I'm trying to be more hopeful here.
I understand that, and I do hope that it comes back. But I've been listening to these people, and they are so hard on, and I don't know why. It's a new story. It's no different than a new book coming out that has nothing to do with Master Chief, by the way. But people lap that up, but they go and they try to tell a new story, and they use established characters. They do change some stuff, but I can understand that. It's TV. There are things that are going to have to change in the storyline. There are things they cannot explain in an hour-long episode and still have a extremely short season to begin with. And to be able to flush all this out the way you can in a book. You know, in a book, you can spend three chapters telling backstory. You can't do that on a TV show. You can't spend three episodes just setting up all the characters.
But a major concern for Halo fans in general was the departure from the main narrative.
I don't care. Because it was a new story. I enjoyed the hell out of the story. They've all got to be critics. Oh, that didn't happen. That's not the way it happens. 343 from the beginning told us that it was not going to follow established lore.
Yeah, but
it's not what they did with the animated series Reach, where they flat just blew the entire story completely apart. That was supposed to be a retelling of the story of Reach, and they just totally butchered it. And I'm unhappy with them for doing that. The Halo TV series was not a retelling of Reach. Reach was part of the story, but it wasn't a retelling of what happened on Reach. It was a new story.
I think that was a lot of people's problems, though. They didn't want a new story. They wanted something that was in universe. And
well,
I've seen a lot of
been bad. You don't tell the same story over and over again and retain people.
I mean, I'm kind of with the community a little bit on this one, where it, because of how much of a departure it was, and I've seen this across many different people, having to explain that what's in the show is not at all what's in the games and in the books. It has caused a rift in people who are really excited about the lore and everything with how Halo has been developed over the last 20 years. And I get that it's a different story, but at the same time, it's a very big departure. They definitely downplayed how much of a departure the Silver timeline is to Halo.
Honestly, the only real problem I had with season one was the sex scene, but look who was producing it.
Right.
Is it a word for word follow to the established lore? No, but I enjoyed the story. It was a good story. It got off to a slow start, I will admit that, but I think if it would have continued, it would have been a really good long story that would have entranced some people. And people just don't understand that this wasn't just for the established lore nerds. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of us out there, but
343 was trying to make it sound like that it would still speak to,
and it did,
the Halo fan base.
It did. Just in a different language.
Anyway, using a very loose association there.
Sorry, I guess I'm just not as picky as most people. As long as I enjoy the story, I really don't care.
I think a majority of people, and unfortunately, the Halo community has gotten very stingy and very picky, which is not a character trait to be happy about.
No, it's not.
But a lot of the content creators out there that are big on the story want to see something that's relatable. And to have this being thrown out there as, hey, this is a loosely related canon, and it's really not, outside of just you have the same characters and somewhat of the same universe. And I can see where it causes concern for people, because granted, some people didn't like the story. That's a completely separate issue. I mean, people are going to like certain stories or not. It's hard to strike gold twice because of how Halo in and of itself, its start and everything, was like a one hit wonder miracle. And Bungie managed to kind of carry it on through Halo 3 and kind of rolling that story through. It's hard to recreate that moment again. So to deviate off of something and try to start something new is a tall order for a franchise like Halo. And a majority of the...
Yeah, we'll bring up Reach then.
Reach definitely has a mixed reception. But it's a hard... It's hard when most of the Halo fan base, even some of the more tempered ones, not necessarily the 343 haters, we'll call them, but the ones that are a little bit more level-headed, they're just not happy with what 343 done. And that's okay. It's okay to not like what the shows came up with. And taking it in isolation, the story was okay. Granted, the production in season 2 was definitely lackluster, and we talked about that on the podcast. And there are definitely some head-scratchers, but it is a big departure from the established lore and feelings and character development that a lot of Halo fans have come to know and love. And for some people, so they can't get past that. Trilogy. I mean, the whole, yeah, Humans and Forerunners thing.
No, the Kilo 5 trilogy.
Oh, sorry. You said Kilo 5. Yeah.
That was a huge departure from Halo, from traditional Halo storytelling.
But it wasn't a departure from the lore. It was adding on to the lore. Yeah, it's a different style of writing, and it showed a different... It
didn't reference any of the lore that was established, other than the fact that they had a Spartan 2 with them.
So you're adding on.
And they used some of the characters from other books.
So you're adding on to that point. You're developing new lore. That's not the same thing as taking existing parts of the universe and manipulating them into completely different storytelling elements and different characters and different interpretations. You're taking established lore with the Halo TV show and completely redoing it and transforming it into something completely different.
I don't think the established Halo lore would work on TV, period. I don't think we would have got a second season if they'd done that the first time, honestly. Because after the third episode, every new person that was watching it would have gotten freaking bored and left.
I think there's a way. I mean, District 9 was basically the not Halo film, and it was well done.
I watched the first time I watched it, I watched 20 minutes of it and I turned it off because I was freaking bored with the movie. The only way I actually got through that movie was I had it on TV and I happened to be sitting on the couch working on some stuff and I had it on as background. And then finally, an hour into the movie, it got freaking interesting because they got done telling all the backstory shit and got to the action. If they want to do something like that with the established lore, it has got to be movie length, 90 minutes minimum.
Yeah.
If you want to tell a Halo story, if you want to tell Ghost of Onyx, you want to tell Fall of Reach, you want to tell The Flood, any of those stories, it's a minimum 90 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, Forward Into Dawn, that worked.
But Forward Into Dawn was a whole new story.
Yeah. And then Master Chief came in at the very end. Like I said before, set up a new story within the Halo universe and then tie it in at the end.
Right. That's not what they wanted. They wanted a Master Chief story.
Well, that's a separate problem.
Pence Halo made a comment just a little bit ago. What would have been like if we'd had today's social media when Halo CE launched?
I don't know. Games were a different time back then.
Like I said, What? Yeah, I mean, literally, what would happen if Halo CE launched today? As it is right now,
it would actually be praised pretty heavily because it's a brand new IP from a kind of a.
No, I mean, nobody knows who the fuck Bungie is.
They drop
Halo CE today.
That's what I mean. I mean,
I don't think it would do that well.
I think it would do very well.
I think it would be a flop.
I think it would
be a flop. It has nothing that anybody is looking for in a game now.
But you're talking about if social media existed back when Halo CE came out. No, I'm talking
if Halo CE dropped right now.
You can't. That's not a fair comparison.
January 17th.
That's not a fair comparison.
July 18th of 2024.
That's not a fair comparison. Gaming has changed so much since then.
Exactly.
I don't get your point.
People still praise Halo CE as being the game of the century. Okay, yeah. For 2001.
It was revolutionary back then.
It was. And
I mean, for the strides that it took. Away
from Bungie. Halo 2 was equally as revolutionary with the introduction of actual matchmaking. But the games themselves, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed them all. And I've enjoyed all the Halo games. But when it comes to the gameplay versus the original trilogy, and what we have now, I prefer what we have now.
You have to the take the steps to get here. Coded
and the way the gameplay was in the original trilogy did not make sense. If you're supposed to be this super soldier, why can't you freaking run?
They didn't have the mechanics or the force thought to think of it. That games didn't have running back then. You have to take steps in order to get to.
Anyway, like I said, there's this halo around Bungie that everybody. Oh, Bungie is not what you think they are. Yes. Did they accidentally create three good games? Yes. Did it almost kill their freaking employees? Yes. You got lucky to get Halo 3. The reason you got Halo 3 is they couldn't get Halo 2 complete. Hence the ending.
No, I know.
And then Bungie creates Halo Reach and gives everybody the middle finger when it comes to the story.
Yeah.
Which was an established storyline that was done in books, but everybody who was a lore nerd read the book. And then Halo Reach, the game comes up, and Bungie just says, "Neep."
Yeah, there were those inside of Bungie that did not have any care for the books whatsoever.
But did Bungie take heat for that? Yeah, for a little bit, month or two. But now, Reach is the greatest game ever.
I don't hear that as much.
I don't hear it as much now that Infinite's out, but
I don't think I've ever really.
Oh, I have.
I mean, I've heard there that from people that from
praise Reach for what it was. Don't get me wrong.
For multiplayer, yeah. For really the campaign, not.
I enjoyed the story, other than the big FU that Bungie did in it. I enjoyed kind of the darker stories telling that was done in Reach. I mean, you basically lose your entire fire team throughout the game. You know, one person at a time. The only one that actually survived is June. So, and with ODST, it was kind of the opposite. Throughout the game, you find all your fire team members. So it was, a pretty good flip-flop. Coming off of ODST going into Reach, it was, you come off kind of this joyous game. Don't get me wrong, ODST was a very dark, physically dark and kind of mentally dark story.
It was.
But it does kind of have a happy ending, happier ending than Reach did. So, like I said, but people loved it. Even though Reach was a big departure from the established lore. But they do a TV series.
I don't think it was that big of a departure.
They tell you ahead of time. It just seems awful one-sided. They're the people that complain about stuff.
I mean, there is a known.
And some of it, it just feels like it's 343 bashing. It's not.
And some of it is.
Actual. Some of it is commentary on the show.
Some of it is.
We've had this discussion 100 times, and I honestly, I'm just tired of it.
Needless to say, I don't know if we'll see a Halo TV show ever come back again. I would like to see some kind of Halo media come in. I mean, personally, I would love to see 343 involve the community. I mean, heck, look at the... I don't know how many people that listen to this podcast are know of Fallout. I know everyone that's pretty much in our Twitch chat right now has heard of Fallout, at least, and a couple have played it. They pulled a lot of people from the community to make Fallout, and that was one of the reasons why it was so good and successful. And granted, Fallout has a little bit more leeway in being able to tell a story because there's so many different stories already built into the universe in different locations. So that's one thing. But pulling the fan base knows their lore. They would have some great ideas of how to really lay the foundations of a story, whether it's a Master Chief story or not. I mean, we have how many Master Chief novels that are not from a game? We have at least three for the latest saga books, and we're going to talk about one of them next week. Shadows of Reach. Like, it's possible to have a good Master Chief story. It doesn't. I don't know what this facade is, and I don't know if it was a 343 thing or if it was a Paramount thing or user research thing gone wrong. But I mean, a lot of people know who Master Chief is, whether you've played Halo or not. And there's a lot of things you can do in the Halo universe that would work for laying the foundations of a movie or a TV show that doesn't have to be Master Chief and the leading up story to Halo CE, which was the TV show. It's like, why touch that? And there's so many other possibilities, and get the community involved. Get the 405th involved. Heck, one of the people that actually worked on the Fallout show cosplays as George at San Diego Comic-Con. He makes his whole armor and everything. Kerry Lee. Larry, you probably know who he is. But yeah, he was a... I forget what his official title was, but he helped rig and do some of the stuff with the larger props and whatnot. You have an entire Halo fan base that would be great at telling stories. Look at how many different Halo fan films and projects that there's been out there, and look at the passion of the community. 343 is already robbing and stealing from Forge creators. Why not do it with a TV show or a movie? So, another unfortunate piece of news is Axis Studios, which worked on some cutscenes for Halo 5 and Halo Infinite, has closed down as well. So, not a really happy news cycle this week.
Nope, not really.
If you remember Poncho Chief back from E3 2012, Laird, is that right? They were, I think that was their first kind of insert into doing Halo animation and CGI for cutscene type stuff. So that studio is shut down now, which is unfortunate. Back to Blur, I guess, for cutscenes and stuff. I mean, Blur did a great job with Halo 2 Anniversary. Would love to see... I don't know. This might be another topic of conversation, or we can maybe talk about this when we get to our main topic of the show, but in-game cutscenes versus CGI cutscenes.
Honestly, don't get me wrong. I love the Blur cutscenes. They were absolutely mind-blowing. But I kind of miss having the in-engine cutscenes where you can take game assets and insert them into the cutscenes, like your armor or your character. It's nice to see it. It's nice to blend the two together to not break the immersion.
Which they did a really good job of that with Infinite. Technology has come in, and it basically pulls you out of and just eases you into the in-game cutscene versus the cut to black like it would be for Halo CE and Halo 2. And I guess Halo 3?
Well, I mean, part of that was limitations of the hardware as well. Because, sure. Yeah, you had to play the cutscene, but then you had to load the next part of the game. You know, it's not something that they could do. They couldn't load it in the background like nowadays with the excess of hardware that we have available to us.
Right. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. That'll be an interesting discussion bit. Rendered cutscene versus in-game cutscene. Latest Waypoint article, there is a community spotlight looking at some community artwork. Right up at the kind of keynote, the creme de la creme, is someone remaking kind of like their take on the Halo 2 and Halo 3, kind of, I don't know what you would call that, like banner art, teaser art, maybe teaser artwork. It's a really interesting take on kind of a classic feel for Halo. Lots of other good artwork pieces in here. We got some cosplay. We got some toy stuff. If you want to go check this out, over on Halo Waypoint. I'm past the days of trying to describe stuff on the audio podcast, and we've only got so many viewers on Twitch. So, yeah, go over to Halo Waypoint. Check it out. Lots of cool content in there. And the only other thing since last week is the tickets are available for the Salt Lake City Major, which is happening in September, and that's going to be the last major before Halo Worlds in October. But I still need to buy my plane tickets. So that's it on the news front. Fortunately, a little bit of a downer with Halo TV show being canceled by Paramount and a studio that has worked on Halo before being shut down. Yes, Pens. Going back to my website rant. Was that last year that I had my website rant?
Probably.
All right. Well, on to the main topic of the podcast. So, the questions I posted into our community Discord. Again, if you're not in there, feel free to jump in. podtaggler.com/Discord is, let me go back up here. It's all but confirmed at this point that at least Halo Combat Evolved is being remade, and with all the job hirings that have been posted by 343, safe to say that they're all being done in Unreal Engine. Yeah. They've dabbled in Unreal. That's currently the engine that powers the Master Chief Collection. I forget what they call it, but it's the main UI that you enter the game and is the connecting tissue for all the other games, and also renders your Spartan in the menu and all that stuff. I forget what they call that specific engine. They have a term for it. So there's that, and it's also possibly rumored that it's going to be the original trilogy as well, so Combat Evolved 2 and 3. So first question that we ask folks is, should it even be remade in the first place? And if it is remade, like, what are the hopes and concerns for doing such an effort? And the second question we asked was, what would be good reasons to remake an original trilogy? And what would have to be included or specifically excluded from modern games to make it a worthy remake of a game? Some banter going on in Twitch chat. So things like cut content. So there's a lot of stuff that's been coming out from the Dixite team. That be included in a remake of a game? Should there be additional story elements bolted on to it that were cut from original content? And the big thing that a lot of people have been really focusing on is implementing modern day features into the older style games. So it kind of touches on some points that you brought up a little bit earlier, GT, about Halo CE didn't have sprint back in the day and some of these modern movement mechanics. So what would it be like if Halo CE had those kinds of things? So do we want to go first, or do we want to read some community stuff and then maybe sprinkle our thoughts in?
Well, let me voice my opinion.
Sure.
And then we'll hear from the community, because I haven't posted my opinion in the Discord yet. I think that 343 and Microsoft need to focus on the next Halo game, and they need to not be focusing on remaking something that's been remade. Granted, CE Anniversary and Halo 2 Anniversary have their problems. I do not want another remake of the original trilogy. I think that they just need to spend their damn time working on the current Halo that is out and live. I am still upset that they fired the entire narrative team.
Just about. There's a few like central lore folks, like Corrine, Grimm. But
there's nobody actively developing new story.
Right.
At least in game form. Sure. Now, they may be working on story, but it's not in game form.
They have recently started rehiring those positions, though.
Yeah, I think that they need to focus on generating new content when it comes to the games. We were, with Halo Infinite, we were kind of promised a 10-year game, which they kind of fell flat on their face on that one. So they need to come up with something. They're already behind for the next game because of the rush state that Infinite and the delay of Infinite coming out. So as far as the dev cycle, they're already behind on that. I don't think doing a remake is a good use of resources, because moving it to Unreal Engine is not going to make, it's not going to feel like Halo. And it could be that they're talking about doing this to practice for the next Halo game, to get the devs to tweak out the settings so that when the next Halo game comes out, which it's probably going to come out in Unreal Engine after the utter failure this one has been, the Slipspace engine, that could be why they're doing it, which, okay, fair enough. But it's going to feel weird. The gameplay is not going to feel right. They can tell the exact same story, add cut content, but it's still going to feel different. It's just, I'm not on board with this particular course. I would much rather focusing on what they have and what they need to do to move forward instead of going backwards. That's just the way I feel about it.
Okay. All valid points. We haven't had a remake of a Halo game yet. We've had some remasters. We've had the CEA remaster. We've had Halo 2 remastered in the Master Chief Collection. Everyone's been wanting a remaster of Halo 3, which I think at this point it's like, you just look at Halo 3 in the Master Chief Collection. Yeah, it's a little outdated. Some of the stuff maybe could be a little bit more vibrant and some of the textures redone, but it still stands up after all this time to be a pretty decent like visual appeal to it. And we're still not sure at this point if this is 343 mainly working on these remakes, or if another topic that's been going around and being constantly debunked by 343 is 343 is just overseeing projects, and no, they are overseeing the next installment of Halo, whatever that is. There's just no real confirmation or specific association if 343 is actually working on the remakes of Halo, or is it they're overseeing the remake and in-house they're still working on the next Halo game, whatever that is. So that's an unknown. While I can see the argument for using it as a way to kind of experiment with Unreal and see how it feels for Halo and I guess get the studio and getting Halo under kind of a, I guess a proper Unreal Engine experience or whatnot, I'm not sure if that's like entirely needed. And I've talked with some other community members on like and have watched some other videos of like, yeah, Unreal is definitely a different engine than the Blam engine, and you can only do so much to mimic what the engine does. So it's like, how close can you get to feeling like the Halo engine and Unreal? And we've had some other community projects on the podcast before. I want to get them back in to talk about how their experiences with Unreal, how they think the difference of Unreal is for Halo. And There's some people out there that think that with how you can really utilize the power of some of these modern game engines like Unreal and Unity, that you can get pretty close, and unless you're like a stickler on things, like if you're a shyware or something, 99% of the people aren't going to notice the difference. So I wonder how close that difference is going to be. Is remaking the classic games the right answer to experimenting with that? I don't know. I mean, it's a good apples to apples comparison if you wanted to really do something like that. For the remake argument, I think it really boils down to, what are you adding to the franchise by doing this remake? Obviously, with the Halo CE anniversary and the Halo 2 anniversary remasters, it was up-resing the games. And in Halo CE anniversary, it was actually adding skulls to the game, so adding additional functionality. The Kinect thing was an interesting little gimmick. Not everyone had a Kinect, so it was kind of a not used feature that much. I don't know. When you played CE anniversary, did the up-res and graphics, did that do anything for you? Was it interesting?
I mean, it made the game easier to look at, because by then I'd moved away from playing on a TV and actually playing on a monitor. So I did see an improvement. If I'd have been still playing on the TV I was playing on, no, I wouldn't have noticed. But since I'd moved to a monitor, and you know, I was actually playing on something that could display the image clearly. Yeah. I was not a big fan of the anniversary graphics because of how much it killed the darkness of Halo CE. I mean, everything was bright.
Everything was bright and vibrant, and it definitely messed with that dull feeling of library and 343 Guilty Spark
levels. It was pretty, but it wasn't Halo. Well, it wasn't Halo CE.
At least the atmosphere of
anniversary.
It.
Yeah. It didn't feel the same. It played the same and it looked good, but yeah, honestly, I still preferred playing them in original graphics.
There's certain levels I like the anniversary graphics, like Silent Cartographer, where it's outdoors, it's kind of bright already.
Yeah.
I felt like the anniversary graphics in that level really shined.
Yeah.
And then to your point, the 343 Guilty Spark level, for example, where it was this kind of murky mystery, it really had it really set the atmospheric tone with how Bungie designed their version. And then 343 brings in their version, no fog, everything's vibrant. It's like, okay, you killed some of the spookiness of
it. What was the same level for Keys?
Yeah, that too.
I mean, it didn't feel the same. Anyway, I just. For Halo CE and Halo 2, I think it was something that needed to be done to continue to have the game played on more modern hardware. I just think it was required for that, for those games to go through that to continue to be able to be played.
Yeah, they're HD versions. Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, Halo not 3? Technically no, because you had Halo Combat Evolved on PC and Halo 2 Vista, so you technically did have HD versions of the original two games in existence before.
But you didn't, not most people that were playing them were playing them on console.
Right, so there's the whole porting and it's reporting, like, and
I honestly didn't own the PC versions until after Reach launched. Because up until then, I didn't have a PC that could run either of the games. As lightweight, that tells you what kind of piece of crap I had. I mean,
well, Vista had stupid requirements too.
I didn't run Vista because I kind of skipped over Vista. I went from Windows ME to XP.
I say, how do you think of from Windows ME to Windows 7? Jeez.
You know, so I never did really experience the Vista thing that much.
I had a computer that was beefy enough to support it, so I didn't have all the performance issues that everyone else had with Vista.
Yeah, it's... I didn't honestly, I really didn't know about PC gaming that much. You know, I always played on consoles, you know, whether it be a Nintendo or PlayStation or Xbox or whatever. That's how I knew gaming. I didn't know about PC gaming. And it's only recently that I've actually gotten to the point where I do PC gaming, but I still play with a controller. I just, you know, it's one of those things that I just never got to. But anyway, back to the remakes. Like those two remakes, I think those were necessary to keep them viable for the introduction of better hardware. Because playing CE and Halo 2, the original games on 360, there's weird stuff that would happen in certain parts of the game where the textures weren't quite right, or you'd get a weird ghosting, or Halo 2 was really bad about it.
Well, it even ghosted on the original Xbox, didn't it?
No, I never noticed it on the original Xbox. But with the emulation they were doing in the 360, it just, sometimes the emulation didn't work right. And you got, like in Halo 2, you got some weird ghosting. And then Halo CE, you would just, all of a sudden it dropped frames like you wouldn't believe. But it didn't take that long. I mean, it was just a couple of seconds, enough that you would notice it, but not enough to upset your gameplay.
Unless you were sniping.
Well, no, because usually the only place I noticed it was when I was actually in campaign.
Oh, okay.
With Halo CE. Because you really didn't have a online... Well, you didn't have an online with CE at all.
Unless you're on PC.
So there was no multiplayer. So anytime you're playing that, you're playing System Link anyway. If you're playing with more than... You know, if you're playing with a bunch of people.
Or if you were using XP Connect or X-Link. Mm-hmm. We had some of those in college.
Crossover cable.
Yeah.
I still have one.
I have a crossover cable, technically. At least
I still have the crossover cable we used to use to...
Oh.
Patch Xboxes.
Gotcha.
It was the first GAT5 cable I'd ever built. Anyway.
Nice.
There is just... I don't see the reason. Like I said, I came up with the reason of learning Unreal as a stretch. But that is the only viable reason I could think to do this. Because God knows you wouldn't want to change the story, because we've already seen what happens when you change the story.
Yeah. My only other thought would be, with everything that the Dixite team has brought up, and there's obviously storyboards, and we know that there are missing levels. I mean, if you look at the whole Guardian one from Halo 3 and people kind of recreating the missing missions from story, it's like, yeah, there are pieces of story that were kind of carved out and maybe retooled. And it seems like most of the community would be okay with, like, okay, they skipped over this, but there was this other cool idea, and just kind of insert it and then just kind of trim the edges off to make it fit, which I know is kind of like it's like you have that problem with the TV show, but not the game. And so that's a whole separate conversation. But
well, if they're going to do something like that, just bring it into the Master Chief Collection, make it its own playlist or something, the cut content.
Master Chief Collection is already complex enough. I don't know if adding a new engine for a new totally, like, they're done with Master Chief Collection. Well,
see, that's just it. They're not adding a new engine.
No, this, I mean, well, technically,
they're just not launching another engine to play the game. Because that's what the menu does. Unreal runs the menus. And then Unreal launches the appropriate game engine for the game you're playing.
Right.
I mean, you know, Unreal handles the matchmaking and all that. And then once the match is set, it launches the correct engine for the game that you're about to play.
Yeah.
So taking the cut content and just adding it into Master Chief Collection. And if they want to run it in Unreal, fine. do it there. Make it another playlist option for campaign. You know, the cut content playlist. You wouldn't even have to, you know, I don't even
think you would need to integrate it into the community's already done that with mods. They've already taken the dig site content and made those into mods that you can get in Steam Workshop. So,
yeah. But I mean, if they want to.
This would be 343 putting the formal polish on it and actually bringing it into the studio and completing the ideas, not just ripping things out and taking notes and just giving it to the community for it to do it. This would be probably them like polishing that up and actually putting proper development work into those ideas.
I would be okay with that stuff, but to completely remake a game just to add that content, I just spend the money on the game that's going to make you the money so that we can actually enjoy the game when it launches and not have to wait a year for it to get the whole game.
Another idea that I've heard and seen is incorporating modern day gaming mechanics into the classic Halo experience. So being able to, like, if you took the entire Infinite Sandbox and put it into the CE campaign and then made and put it in Unreal,
then we get the people that you've changed the mechanics of the game. It doesn't feel like Halo CE. Doesn't feel like Halo 2. Doesn't feel like Halo 3.
Could. That's a very real possibility.
Now, would I object to it? No, I wouldn't. I think it would be a lot of fun. Especially running around some of these maps with a thruster pack.
Mm-hmm. But then again, it goes back to there have been community mods that have added things like the grapple shot into CE.
And they're and a Sprint. Lot of fun. But that's not the developer doing it. It is a mod.
Right.
So everybody's okay with it.
Right.
But if the developer did that, they hang them by their batard.
I don't know.
I can't say the other word.
I don't know. It's... We're in this weird, I miss the 2007 days of the Halo community when everyone was just happy and supporting each other. And nowadays it's just so much vitriol for, and I think part of that's just social media.
And again, I think if CE had launched today with the social media the way it is, Bungie would have been castrated.
Yeah, but CE as a game wouldn't even be a thought to begin with.
Like I said.
In this day and age, because we're in a different era of gaming.
I mean, hell, just look at what people say about, and I still don't understand how and why, but I'm just baffled with what happens to people when you give them the anonymity of a username. They get stupid.
Well, and that's, I'm starting to value more and more just like personal interactions and private conversation, because social media, it's a public square. It doesn't mean much. Not of any meaningful significance, but we're getting off topic. I'm going to save my thoughts or the rest of my thoughts for the end. We'll go through some of the discussion points that we received in our Discord. Again, if you're not on there, podtacular.com/discord, hop in, join the community. It's also where we do voice chat for our game nights, so hop on over there. The Unsung Hero says, I want to see multiplayer side of Halo return to its roots instead of the soulless cash grab of shaders and cores and weapon skins. I think we can all agree to the whole microtransactions of the current gaming economy just sucks. It is meant to be a party game for friends to play together on the couch. Now in 2024, I realize a lot of people will play individually. However, split screen with the boys will always be a core memory for me. And he screenshots a tweet from Mint Blitz talking about ex-Bungie devs describing how Halo was designed to be a party shooter, not a hardcore shooter, so it could be accessible to more players, not just hardcore shooters, which is a distinct difference. 343 definitely has some ties in with the competitive stuff now that they're centrally managing their competitive scene instead of it being outsourced to something like a MLG. That was one thing that I think we kind of miss in the competitive scene is MLG took games independent of developers and made a competitive platform around those games. Like, Bungie really didn't care that much for competitive Halo, but the competitive Halo folks were able to take what they did, and I think part of that was probably genius by Max Obermann and being able to kind of put some of that flexibility in custom games and whatnot, but they had a way to customize their experience. So everything in matchmaking, minus like a ranked playlist, was this party mode. And there's, granted, the playlists now are a lot more balanced where there's, I think, one or two ranked and everything else is kind of a little bit more party mode, but there's still kind of the sense with the whole matchmaking and ranking system behind the scenes that really doesn't meet the just relaxed gameplay of matchmaking as it used to be. If you're interested in any more of that details, Max Hoberman has posted plenty of things on his Twitter about design docs for Halo 2 matchmaking and how things were intentionally loosened to make the matchmaking experience more enjoyable. And Bravo had a 5-part series that he did on Halo 2's development. So go check that out. But I feel like in matchmaking and multiplayer, we've lost that sense of a party game, being able to play with your friends. And there's a lot more of this focus on rank and where you stand in with others.
Started a long time ago.
At this point, it did.
Before 343 even existed.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people wanted rank 50?
I mean, people wanted the rank, but there was still that couch play, LAN play, and I mean, that's something
that But there were still today. The hardcores that their Which only goal was to...
Let the hardcores be the hardcores.
I'm not faulting it, but throughout the years, so much emphasis has been placed on that rank.
Yes.
Like I said, it started here, and it's just grown over the years.
If that's your thing, you should be able to do that, but it should not intrude on just people's desire to just play Halo in a social fashion with their friends.
And therein lies the trick. Halo has struggled with that since its inception with multiplayer. How do you balance the people that are hardcore after the rank with the people just want to get on and play? They still haven't figured that one out.
Man, I don't feel like it was that bad in Halo 3. You had your ranked playlist, and
you had for a those that went- experience than I did. I would constantly meet people in matchmaking that were at least 20 levels higher than me. You know, I just, and I mean in skill. You know, it's one thing to have a rank that's just based off XP, like the rank.
Which they did. I mean, they had both systems in Halo 3.
Right. But when you have a skill, I was meeting people with the skill rank that was double what mine was. It made those games annoying to play. Did it stop me from playing? No. But it did make my experience less fun. And like I said, this balance that Bungie and 343 are looking for, I don't think it exists. Because the game draws such a wide spectrum of players. You have the party gamers that just want to get on and have fun. Kind of like what we do on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's great when we win, but, you know, and I get frustrated. I know I do. But the frustration is mainly directed towards me and my inability to do what I want. And the fact that I keep getting shot through walls in Halo Infinite. I still can't figure that one out. And the fact that I can't figure out how to operate a gravity hammer. Anyway, but then you get the people that are hardcore that, to me, detract from the party game mode. We're just playing to have some fun. We're not playing for rank. We're just playing to play. But, you know, you can't lock one group out of a playlist because, I mean, they bought the game. You have to let them play. So I don't know how to balance that. But, yes, you're right, Dust. The all hail the rank mentality is getting worse.
Yeah. I think so. And the whole MMR influence is a little ridiculous at this point. Okay. Moving on to the next one. The Great Whipdini is the next one to respond. Everything in Halo development, Halo games development has been plagued by overambition followed by dramatic cuts of content which leave very obvious holes in the story and the world. The best reason to give the original Halo games the remake treatment, therefore, would be to bring as many original Bungie devs as possible back into the team to try to realize the unfulfilled original version of each game, sort of a director's cut enabled by new technologies and Microsoft's bottomless money piles. To be clear, I say Bungie devs here not because 343 bad, but because it was their project in the first place, so obviously they'd be the experts in reviving it. The 343 devs who were unceremoniously fired recently should bulk out the rest of the hypothetical staff. I'm not sure I quite get what he means by that, but I don't see... I mean, Bungie wanted to get out of Halo before their contract was up. I don't see a lot of Bungie devs wanting to come back to work on Halo.
Bungie, I mean, some did, have. But did the people that were actually working on the game feel the same way as the management?
Right. And some of them did go to 343. And then there was the whole thing of 343 wanted to cock killer. They've been
fired. Or Microsoft pissed them off so bad they quit.
Or just moved on.
Yeah, well, there's a reason they moved on. What that reason is, we don't know. Microsoft said, never mind.
Doesn't have to be doom and gloom all the time.
I'm just a realist. I know how corporations work. I know what they put people through. And the fact that anybody stays with them, it amazes me. I mean, granted, I am working for a corporation right at the moment, and so far they have been treating me okay. But they still do stuff that makes you scratch your head.
I mean, I think that's every corporation. No corporation is perfect.
But, I mean, when you have a corporation like Microsoft that makes billions of dollars a year, fire thousands of people because they don't have enough money.
Well, that's another problem. It's like we see how many millions of dollars execs get and they decide to fire people.
I think the first thing that needs to happen is the execs need to take a pay cut. If the corporation's that hard up for money. But anyway.
There are some good organizations out there where the leadership actually does the right thing. But we live in a capitalist society. There is.
And I'm happy that those people are like that. But unfortunately, they're the minority.
Yeah. I mean, part of that's capitalism.
Unfortunately. Once you get over $1 million a year of income, why? Why do you need more? You cannot give me a good reason to tell me that you need more money than that a year. Actually, the number is much lower, but I'm being kind. There is no reason for an individual to bring home hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Yeah, that's what happens to sports. They wonder why prices athletes. Are high. Look at how much athletes make. Look at how much football players make. $15 million for a season?
I am not saying athletes shouldn't have a decent paycheck just because of the nature of what they do. Because once they retire, they're pretty much screwed.
Their bodies are so messed up. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying, but when you get to the point where you have a single person making $35 million a year, I could do that for 1 year and be set for the rest of eternity. But they do it year after year after year to where they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I just.
But to go back.
Take that money, reinvest it into the company to the people that. And invest it in the people that made you that money. You'll have much happier employees. And I guarantee you'll get more work out of them.
And better retention.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Off my soapbox.
I don't see. I mean, I don't see like the bulk of Bungie devs coming back in to work on this thing. And I think we've touched on the whole adding content in. Not sure if it really is enough justification for a remake. Fuchs is next, chiming in here. Friends over at the 400 Dawn podcast. I think a remake of 1-3 could be interesting, but you'd never get even most fans on board with what that would mean. Do you harmonize the weapon sandboxes? What about enemy types? Would you expand parts of the game? What visual style would you draw from? Fans have essentially been doing that already through stuff like SPV3 and more recent MCC mods, so outside of a wider audience, I don't really see the benefit, especially since a lot of those same fans would probably be upset if the game was modernized. Sprint, for example. I think Sprint has thankfully calmed down as far as an issue with Halo. It used to be really bad when it got brought into Halo 4. Like, there were... We even had several podcasts talking about Sprint.
In Reach.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It was Reach that...
And it just escalated from there.
Yeah. I think we're at a point now where we're pretty much over the Sprint debacle.
Well, if you bring it back to an older game, it's going to start all over again.
People have been doing mods to bring Sprint into the Halo CE, and people are...
That's a mod, and it's not part of the matchmaking experience.
Oh, well, okay, for matchmaking, yeah.
So, yes. I
yeah. On there's Forge. People have been remaking maps from previous games in every Forge since... Mm-hmm. I'll say Halo Reach, because since
Forge began.
I mean, Halo 3, you couldn't really remake all the previous maps, but Halo Reach, you started to be able to do it.
You could do a lot of the... You couldn't make it one-to-one, like the same coloring and everything, but you could do the layout.
In Reach, yes, not like Halo 3.
In Halo 3, because in Halo 3, Sanctuary was remade.
Okay. Sanctuary? Yeah, okay. Some of the smaller maps you could. I'm talking about like being able to remake kind of the full library of maps. You really couldn't until Reach. Yeah,
but like I said, ever since Forge was introduced, people have been trying to do the remakes.
Yeah.
And just through the generations of Forge, it's gotten easier and more accurate to do it.
Yeah, you could remake, minus I think Halo 5 Warzone maps, you could probably remake every single Halo map in Halo Infinite Forge. I think you could
do a Warzone map now.
You could probably do a Warzone map. I don't know if you could do every Warzone map. Because what's the city one with the ring in the middle? I think that one's been remade in Halo Infinite Forge. Battle of something?
Noctis?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that one's been remade in Halo Infinite Forge.
I think the Forge canvases in Infinite are big enough to be able to recreate any of the Warzone maps.
And with scripting, we're almost getting campaign-style Forge maps now. Not just mods, but yeah, Forge maps.
I mean, you could actually... You could probably recreate Warzone in Halo Infinite.
Yeah, you probably could.
With
the scripting,
it wouldn't be one-to-one. It wouldn't be exactly the same, but you could recreate the experience.
Right, you wouldn't have the Prometheans, but you'd have Infinite's versions of the campaign bosses and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to call up a Phaeton that, you know, I only got four of in the entire history I played Halo 5. Sorry, no, 6.
That's one thing I do miss from Halo 5 is the weapon sandbox.
35 of them? Or was that Bobby?
Bobby had a lot.
One thing I liked about Warzone Turbo, I could scab freaking stuff off of other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Next one is Dylan Shane. He writes, I would say yes on remaking it. Halo Anniversary that 343 did isn't terrible, but it's not great either. For graphics done in, if I remember correctly, 2011 for Xbox 360 is not the best. I feel like with the Slipspace and Unreal Engine they are using, the graphics can definitely be improved. Halo 2 Anniversary graphics are almost perfect, minus some inconsistency with weapon armor and terrain, but it's amazing. I think adding RTX-like shaders to the game, like what Halo Infinite has done, would really improve the game. Halo 3's graphics are good, and I very much enjoyed that when Bungie did... Really much enjoyed that when Bungie did the game. I was shocked we didn't get a Halo 3 Anniversary in 2017, but the graphics are good. I'd just like to see RTX enabled. For the second part of the question,
pretty much the reason to say it above. Modern mechanics might be interesting for gameplay sakes. Adding cut content back would definitely be amazing. I had my fair share of playing Halo 2 Uncut mod when it was released, and it was a blast. In case you guys haven't played it, I won't spoil it, but I will say it's definitely worth a playthrough if you guys have MCC on PC. I'm not sure how the story can be rewritten, modified, as the original trilogy is perfect. It's unlike any other game, very unique, and that's why I believe the franchise was a huge success. On top of everything I just stated, Halo CE turned 20 years old back in November 2001, and Halo 2 will be 20 years old in a few months. I think revamping the games with these features and graphics may bring back the OG fanbase whilst including the community that we have now in general. I can't say if the hype will last that long, but it depends on whom wants to take on the huge project. One thing I will say is, if this dream becomes reality, we need a group or company who know Halo from an OG player's point of view.
Well, I hate to say this, but most of the OG players have retired.
That was going to be my comment there, is the audience that's playing Halo today is not the same audience that was playing Halo OG. Now, there are several. I mean, there are some notable
content creators. They're all gone, but most of the people that were playing OG CE are past playing video games now. They're worrying about how they're paying for their kids' college.
For something. I mean, there's a fair amount of people that I know once the MCC came back and once it actually was kind of a good reason to get Halo on PC, that a lot of people came out of the woodworks and bought MCC and are playing it and had a good time with it. So, I mean, those people are around, and if they hear wind of a Halo CE remake and Halo 2, they'd probably be interested in checking it out. But as far as people that are routinely staying on top of Halo, staying up to date with all the developments and really trying to be involved with communities or personalities or whatever, that audience has significantly changed, I think, since the early 2000s. And the market is a lot more saturated now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Halo didn't quite have that problem with Halo 2 and Halo 3.
Or CE. Don't get me wrong, there were shooters out, but Halo was enough different, and that's what made it so successful.
It was the first of its kind nowadays, as far as a shooter on a console.
A lot of games. They use a version of the stuff that Halo introduced. It's not one-to-one, but you can see where it came from.
Halo modernized the shooter. And granted, GoldenEye was a significant step, not discounting that at all, but Halo modernized the shooter to be twin stick and is the foundation for every shooter on console to date. They cracked the formula on that from a shooter perspective. Xbox was lucky to have them, and they came out with a banger product. They struck gold and they got lightning in the bottle.
It's just, I can't get behind another remake.
I mean, this would be a first remake that's not a community mod.
Whatever.
I don't know if a remake is needed at this point. Like it
sounds like a cash grab to me.
The argument for testing out Unreal, okay. I mean, maybe it gives the Halo community a sense of, like, is Unreal a direction that they want to go in? I mean, I think 343 is pretty much done with the Slipspace engine, because for all the work that they did to make it work for Halo Infinite, it sounds like, from a development standpoint, it's a difficult engine to work with. And the industry has moved on from custom engines, and Unreal and Unity have great foundations for shooters.
They dominate.
They do. And everyone in the gaming industry right now, all the young talent that, I mean, to be fair, your grunt workers on games these days are young talent fresh out of college who have these new
ways of doing things, more efficient way of doing things, kind of pushing the boundaries on some on new game mechanics, and all the older farts are going into the management side of things. Because at least they have that experience of like, okay, you kind of have a general idea of what needs to happen. You might not be up to par with utilizing the new tools, but you know enough about the process to understand how the tools work. And everyone that's in game design now is using common engines and sandboxes. So for a mainline game that wants to be relevant, you need to have a pathway for people that are coming into the industry and want to look at something. You have to have a pathway to keep bringing people in to keep making your games. And supporting an old engine is not going to be the answer for it. Yeah, well, it's going to feel different. Or maybe by some happenstance, there's enough customizability with an Unreal to put in the weird Halo quirks where you get splattered by a tank, and instead of dying, you get shot across the map. Maybe there is some flexibility to create those kinds of quirks. Probably not, but maybe. Maybe
that's
there is.
What concerns me is the physics, just the way things happen in Halo.
I mean, that's part of at least the original Halo's like quirky appeal. Granted, it's a very minor thing. In the grand scheme of things, like if you're watching a competitive Halo thing, all these little quirks mean absolutely nothing, except the glitches, which the glitches are kind of byproducts of things which aren't really intended to be there by developers, but they're kind of there sometimes. But you take a look at the weird little things of like all the stuff that Halo Tricks did, CM Near and all that, like the spinning top of the tank and it's spinning out of control and just the weird physics effects that you get. Halo has a charm for that. And you're not going to get that. At least I'm 99. Well, maybe 90% positive with a engine that's being refined so much to be accurate to fit real world physics that you're going to miss out on some of that stuff. And it's not going to affect 99% of the gameplay, but you're just not going to have those, oh, here's a quirky thing that happened because of how the engine works, not necessarily because of anything any one player did. Although
it's going to put Mint Blitz out of business.
Well, he just won't have
to. Because he relies on that stuff for most of his videos.
Some of his videos. He's changed up his content game a little bit. But yeah, he has some of his crazy.
But I mean, Halo videos, that's been the theme of Halo videos from forever. I mean, yes, you have your montages and your stuff like that, but all the really good videos are stupid physics.
Some of them are. Maybe a good 5% are quirky physics things.
Well, they involve the physics. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, montages out there. Yeah, they're fun, but I mean, they're interesting to watch, but you know, how many times can you watch a guy get an overkill with a sniper, or a kill-tacular with a sniper, or you know, okay, fine, yeah, you're good with a sniper, but I've seen it, you know, 50 times already by 50 different people. It's nothing new, but you launch a ghost across a map because it hits a rock the wrong way. Now that's freaking hilarious, and I can watch that over and over again.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to Fails of the Week when Rooster Teeth, rest in peace, was still a company. And I'd say maybe a generous 20%. I'd say 20% at the very most. I'm up to probably maybe closer to 10. What anyway, were those kinds of weird blam engine oddities? Because a ghost would be just flying across a map in an instant and you don't know how you died. Or the one time, the first thing of someone being killed by a cone in Halo 3, and it was killed by question mark, and that became a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That they need to bring back, by the way.
What, Fails of the Week?
Just the statement. No, killed by question mark.
Oh. So.
You know, that would be a good one for the translocator. Killed by question mark.
This was not planned. How the heck did you do this? Anyways, my final thoughts on remaking Halo CE. I'm obviously going to play it if they make it. There's not, but I don't see a really good reason to do it. Maybe from the standpoint of, I'd be okay with seeing modernized Halo sandbox mechanics being incorporated into Halo CE, Halo 2, and Halo 3. People have been curious to see how it feels like. Maybe this is 343's ways of doing it, so it kind of serves a dual purpose of seeing how the community feels about it and see how Halo in Unreal works. So maybe there's that. Do you need to remake the entire Halo original trilogy to do that? I don't know. It seems a little unnecessary when you have a community that already is like half of them already have their pitchforks against 343 and says 343 has killed Halo and whatnot. It's like get down to roots. I feel like Halo Infinite had a good stepping stone to be this kind of reset, and I think in a way it kind of got that, but it was plagued by not being ready at launch and all these delays and everything. It's like 343 needs to have a solid game that's out at launch, has all the, well, even this is different between who you ask, but I would say all the core features of Halo, but have a campaign, have a multiplayer, have a customization that doesn't suck, and have Forge. Like all the kind of staples of Halo, have it into a solid product.
Pretty much everything they promised for Infinite.
Yeah. Like actually work to get to a point where you have a successful product that's ready to go day one. I mean, you right now they're kind of in this position of everyone's kind of given up on Halo at this point, where they could take as long as they really wanted to and get a product out, and then they could announce it and be ready, and that would be kind of a real clean slate for the studio. I don't see them doing that, but at this point they have so much doubt against them for being competent, being able to carry the Halo brand name, that they could sit back and just take their time to actually make an experience, a fully fleshed out experience that's new, not just remakes, not just the, I know there's been the back and forth discussion of 343, whether or not they're working on the next game. They are working on the next game, and there's thoughts of overseeing and bringing other studios in to make other parts of Halo universes. But for the main story that continues on, the Master Chief story continuing on what Infinite set up, make a solid game, and it has to be delivered. I don't think having a, if it's another studio working on remake in Unreal, maybe, but at the same time, if they're trying to use Unreal to kind of learn from a studio perspective of how to use it, then 343 has to be doing it, right? So maybe do it with Halo 3 only. That's the one game that hasn't gotten the remaster. So maybe have that do the remake, and it already has some of the quasi modern mechanics with the equipment, and Halo Infinite has kind of a variable mix of equipment and abilities. So maybe you just have to focus on Halo 3 for doing something like that. I don't know. It seems a little, if it's just Halo CE, we've had so much touch-ups on Halo CE. I don't think it's worth remaking Halo CE when we've had that. We've had an anniversary. We've had so many mods for it. Take one of the fan projects, officially bring them in and incorporate them, and get your learnings from what their experience with Unreal Engine is, and maybe actually, you know, support the community who's given you free time and resources into doing that kind of thing. I don't know. I feel like there's better ways to do it than, I don't want to say wasting, but I can't think of a better word at the moment, wasting 343 resources just to remake a game that's already beloved by fans in Unreal Engine. I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to see Infinite mechanics in Halo CE and see how it would work, Is that enough to justify it, though? I don't feel like it is. Other people might think it is, but I don't feel like it is. That's the only project that we're aware of that's being actually worked on, though. The whole Tatanka Battle Royale thing is pretty much confirmed to be scrapped at this point. The thing that Certain Affinity was working on for 343. And there's the whole back and forth discussion right now of making 343 a studio that oversees other studios building Halo games, which I think would be a benefit. I mean, we've seen how successful Halo Wars has been. There's other genres that Halo can easily dip into, and with Microsoft trying to buy up so many different studios, let them take a crack at a different way of telling a story in Halo, in Halo's universe, or a different genre. Give Duquesne his racing game.
Please, Soil, shut up.
Right. Oh. Right.
I honestly don't think Microsoft and 343 can win back the community.
I don't think they're going to get that lightning in the bottle moment that Bungie got.
Well, I don't think anybody can get that particular combination to work anymore.
No.
It's just, even with the big hit games, they're not.
But I feel like the big hit games are new IPs these days.
Right. They're not, but even still, they're not, it's not what Halo was in the industry. Yes, they're popular games, but they're not revolutionary games. They're not bringing new stuff into the market. They're just reflavoring it.
Right. And that's kind of hard with how Halo's positioned itself.
Right. The changes that have been made to Halo have been made because that's what people want that play other games, because they're trying to attract other players. But the Halo community can't see that. Have they done the best job of integrating these new stuff into the games? Probably not. Have they gotten better at it? Yes, most definitely. The whole Halo 4, what did they call that game mode? They had the drops. Oh, what was it? Anyway, that was a pretty serious misstep, because that was pretty much just a straight ripoff of COD.
I mean, that was just just base multiplayer. That wasn't a specific mode. That was.
Yeah, well, it had its own name.
You're just talking about the ordnance drops, right? Just the ordnance?
Well, the game mode with the ordnance drops.
It was all of them. At launch, it was all of them. You had ordnance for ordnance for.
But it still had its little prefix name.
Oh, Infinity Slayer?
What the hell was it?
It was Infinity Slayer.
Infinity Slayer, right. Later on, it was moved into its own game mode, which is fine. But it was basically a straight ripoff of COD.
Well, and they specifically hired COD people to make it COD.
Like I said, it's...
They wanted a COD killer.
That was not the best way to do that.
No. You make a COD killer by making a really good game, not by trying to mimic what COD.
You're not going to kill COD.
No, you're not.
Activision pours too much money into that game for anybody to kill COD. But the actual development of games, of Halo games, it's gotten to the point where it's like, why? I mean, for Infinite, there was a logistical challenge during the development of the game.
I mean, COVID did play a part, but there was definitely some poor decisions made during development.
Yeah, there were other roadblocks during the entire development of the game. And it was not all 343.
Yeah.
They were working with what they were being given. They were working off the information they were being given. When the information is incorrect, it's hard to make the correct decisions. So.
And leadership being wishy-washy apparently was a thing.
I don't know. I've never met them. I don't know what kind of personalities they have. Dust, you have. You know, you've met Frank O'Connor. You've met Bonnie Ross. I have never met the people. I have no idea what kind of people they are, other than what they show in videos, which is no way to judge anybody, because you do not see who they are. You see who they are by having conversations with them. Did they make mistakes? Yes, they did. But why were the mistakes made? Was it their incompetence, or was it misinformation? Or was it pressure from another source? We don't know. There's lots of ways to make management look bad. Management takes the blame for a lot of stuff, and some of it is well-deserved because their job is to know what's going on with the people under them. But when the people under you are giving you incorrect information, that compromises you and the decisions you make. But anyway,
that's a whole nother topic of conversation that we definitely don't have time to go into on this call, and I'm not sure if I'm willing to divulge those kinds of conversations.
The only thing I'm trying to say is I do not know, even if we gave 343 and Microsoft a 10-year window that they could develop a game that could win people back, I still think they could not deliver a complete game. Because, I mean, we gave them 6 years for Infinite.
But aside from that, you don't know what the community or what gaming in general is going to latch on to. I mean, there's hundreds of games developed every year, and like, take a look at Among Us. It was a small game, and then it just blew up during COVID. Some of these games, like, you just don't know how the community is going to, it's like memes. You don't know which one is going to be the fire of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can make a shooter and you can say, oh, I like this cool mechanic, I want to throw it in there. It may succeed, it may flop. You really don't know until the gaming at large and like doing research assessment only works so much. So.
Well, I mean, traditionally, and this is across multiple genres, sequels generally don't do well. They don't do as good as their predecessor. There are exceptions to that. But, I mean, you've got to have your finger on it to get it to work. Because the first game builds, or movie, or TV series, or book, builds a certain expectation. And if you don't live up to that expectation, it's like,
well, you have to live up and surpass that expectation.
Right. When Halo 2 came out and people started completing the campaign, there were a lot of people pissed.
I'm not entirely sure why. I mean, I didn't play Halo 2 when it came out. I played it a year later when Halo 2 Vista came out on PC, so that's when I played through the Halo campaign. So you're after the fact.
I think it was the fact that it was such an abrupt ending. There was no finality to the story, like in CE. Yes,
there was a continuation. Missing a really good climax. I can kind of see that.
And I honestly was pissed too. What? That's it? I mean, no legendary cutscene, no nothing. It's like,
there was a legendary cutscene.
Yeah, there was. But you know, it's like, what are you doing here, Master Chief? Finishing this fight?
Huh? I mean, to be fair, I thought it was a pretty baller line to end on.
It was. It, don't get me wrong.
Set the Halo 3 marketing campaign perfectly.
Yes. Like I said, it just, at that time, we didn't know for sure about Halo 3. I mean, the ending kind of confirmed that there was another game coming, but we didn't know when or how long.
Sure.
I just don't think they can't bring Halo to that point. It will not happen. Can they do better on the next game? Yes, by launching a complete game.
I think that has to be.
And delivering what you promise.
The requirement in order to be. For the community to receive it as a successful game, I think it has to be feature complete at launch. Has to have campaign.
Yes.
Has to have multiplayer. Has to have a customization that doesn't system that doesn't suck like Halo Infinite. And I know the whole microtransaction thing is infested pretty much every corner of AAA studios, but there are in other games out there that do not have that system and they're popular and they succeed. It is possible to have a system, Microsoft, that is not driven by microtransactions and can be free to play.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be supported by microtransactions, but it shouldn't be driven by microtransactions. I've been watching a lot of Mint Blitz videos lately, and one thing that he's kind of noticed and called out is all this content that was supposedly coming out has been cut, and there's always new customization stuff. They're always pushing the customization. They're always pushing the money option, but cutting the actual content that people want. And I don't know what the statistics are, if like 343 is relying on whales that buy everything in the marketplace and that's why they keep generating new stuff. But there's a reason they keep making new stuff. People are buying it. Until people stop buying it, that doesn't signify to them that it doesn't matter. We can say all we want as avid Halo fans. If they're seeing numbers of people buying the stuff, that's a reaffirmation to them of like, this system's working. Granted, it wasn't the system they promised us, because they promised us a Reach-style system, and they did not give us that. Sucked. And a working Forge.
And I would, if they would have given us the customization that Reach had, I don't care if I would have to unlock stuff.
Yeah. But you can unlock it when you want, how you want, and you can earn the currency at the rate that you wish.
Yeah. There needed to be a core armors in the game that you could unlock by playing the game. You can have the store and have special armor in the store. You know, different flavors of armor, different attachments. My biggest problem is the lack of interchangeability in the customization. It's like me, I run George's armor, but I can't display my emblem. Because of the way their armor is coded, it doesn't show my emblem. I have to go back to one of the base sets for it to actually show my emblem on my armor. I mean, even if I pick the individual pieces, which they are not all there, to build George's armor, I still cannot display my emblem.
Yeah.
And that's what I was expecting. I was expecting the ability to interchange helmets and attachments and arms and gloves and knees and boot. That's what I was expecting, because that's what you could do in Reach. But no, we're limited to, you can only put this stuff on this piece of armor. That's not Reach level customization. I should be able to put this knee on any piece of armor.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, whatever they're doing, in my opinion, kill the remake, take that money, put it into the next Halo game, get it out on time, complete, and ready to play.
Or if you want to have an experience that the community, or you get feedback on from the community to see how Unreal does with Halo, I mean, I guess maybe people will want a full game remade in Unreal. I don't know. I feel like you could make a separate side experience to just get people's take, to not spend so much money on it, but to see how, like, test out your ideas. Have a sandbox of like maybe a cut mission from one of the dig site things that got brought up, and it's like, here's this mission that was cut from Halo CE or Halo 2. Put it in the Unreal stuff, incorporate all the things, and see how people react to that small subset of missions. That way you're not spending as much development time, and you're still getting useful feedback out of it.
Or do a multiplayer page. Have the Insider program. Use it.
Yeah, that's all but forgotten at this point. I know every once in a while they say sign up for the Insider, but it's like, You haven't had a flight since Halo Infinite launched. Yeah. Used it what? Did they use it at all after launch?
No. Not that I know of.
So why even still have the program?
Let's see.
I mean, it's still open. It still exists. They talk about it every once in a while, but they don't use it. It's been a while since we've gone over 2 hours for a podcast. It's been a long time.
Put that down on your...
I don't have that on my bingo card. Someone out there does, probably. I guess that's what happens when we get on to... I actually ask community topics, and we have something to talk about.
Let's see.
Try to keep that sparing, I guess. Anyways, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We have Fragment Friday that we'll be doing tomorrow. I know this podcast will likely come out after Fragment Friday has happened because it's 11:30 at night, so I don't have time to edit the podcast tonight and get it up before Fragment Friday tomorrow. But hopefully we'll be able to play some Century B2B and get GT's take on it. We'll talk a little bit about that next week and talk about two books as well. Next week.
Just so you know, the last flight that I was invited to was 2 years ago for campaign co-op.
Okay, so they did have a flight after launch. Campaign co-op. Yes. I forgot about that. But no flights for the new modes they've brought in. All these bug things with the combat workshop. It's like, why not do a flight for those things, kind of work out the kinks, and then put it into matchmaking?
Well, it's Microsoft's mentality. Throw it out in the wild and just fix it on the fly.
I mean, isn't that the truth? That's Microsoft 365, Windows. How many botched updates are now out there? They used to do their own testing and validation. Not anymore. Yeah. Anyways, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for downloading. We'll catch you all next week. See ya. Thank you for listening to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You can find our podcast on your favorite podcasting service and listen to us live every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch. Check out our website, podtacular.com, and join the community on Discord at podtacular.com/discord. If you want to play Halo with us, come join us for Fragment Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Become a supporter of the show by sharing the show with your friends and family, or help keep the lights on by subscribing to us on Twitch, donating via PayPal, or becoming a patron alongside Confal, Pens Halo, and Prestige Ace. Until next time, keep on fragging trucks.